Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havockhurst. By the second morning after a tornado ripped through East Nashville, an aggressive cleanup was underway and the community's vaunted spirit was on full display.
Take care. Goodbye.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Volunteers handed out food, water, and coffee to power line crews and civilians who'd showed up with rakes and tools. On Woodland Avenue at Five Points, owners and managers of the area's music businesses were taking stock.
But we went down in the basement and we heard it.
Historic Woodland Studio was built in 1967 and hosted the influential Will the Circle Be Unbroken sessions in 1972. Now it's owned by Americana stars Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, who rushed to the site on Monday night to minimize damage. The building is structurally intact, but part of its rubber roof liner blew off and is now on the sidewalk.
We are feeling actually really lucky. We lost part of our roof. We have water damage, but we're getting power back today, which seems amazing.
Lori Condon, general manager of the in-house label Oconee Records, said they had 8 blowers running off generators to dry the place out.
Most of our gear and instruments were able to be saved, and we're just working really hard to get the building dried out as soon as we can.
A few blocks away, the headquarters of Dual Tone Music Group, home of Mount Joy and the Lumineers, was devastated. A bucket loader cleared rubble and even trashed stereo gear from the building's gaping side. As widely reported, anchoring music venue The Basement East caved in just an hour after winding down a packed benefit show. 6 employees and 2 passersby took hasty refuge in the ground floor and were all safe. Co-owner Dave Brown said the initial assessment suggested the building's floor and substructure are savable. Questions remain, but not about their resolve.
We've met and talked with our landlord extensively and our investors, and all of us are in agreement and have the intention to rebuild if possible.
For photos and resources for helping, visit WMOT.org.